perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-886-9500. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-886-9500. That's 1-800-886-9500.
Hey, St. Louis. This is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is underway. Get your tickets now for all remaining home games. The first 2 seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the New York Red Bulls 2 Saturday, April 8th at 7:30. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
I'm Jean Ponzi, environmental radio talk show host. Conversation helps me drive sustainable change in our community. What drives you to do the right thing? For example, carpooling or vanpooling with ride finders are a great help to our community. Making this simple lifestyle change today will help everyone and improve the future of St. Louis. We like to call it sustainable commuting. It's the right thing to do. Go to sharetherideSTL.com to learn more. Ride finders, what drives you?
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a big 550 KTRS needed electrical work done, they went with Strive Company. You should too. For your electrical, media, and security needs, join the tribe and go with Strive.
Now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, buy a set of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Is your financial advisor truly creating value? Learn how a second opinion could save your retirement on America's Wealth Management Show with Dean Barber and Bud Casper this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
This is kind of like music to hit the road by. Traveling music. Going down the highway. Convertible. Hairball. Not my hair. Scott Sherman has just emerged from the green room. He's in the studio. Scott, how are you?
I'm terrific, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. The reason Scott is here is the same reason he's here every Thursday, to help you with legal matters. Do you have a case? Do you not have a case? What can I do to stop this person? From how do you get a restraining order to things... problems I never knew existed that people have, and if you stick with us for the hour, I think you're going to learn a lot. I'm going to do a quick bit of business, and that'll open it up so we have every minute we can squeeze out of the next hour, and that bit of business is Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your
hold
head.
Hold on. Valley so low.
Hang your head over, and hear the wind blow.
Wow. And you know, we tell people, constantly, how long do you have to rehearse for that? How many times did you guys rehearse? We didn't. That wasn't rehearsed. Spontaneous. I know.
Yep.
Don't believe it if you don't want to, but that's the truth. Amini's has a copper top. I don't know, I don't think it's actual copper. It's copper colored. It's a dome. You can't miss it. Even if you're over on 64, 40, whichever you prefer to call it, you cannot miss it. Now, once you go in, you will go back. I'm just going to tell you, it's one of those places that while you're in there, you're seeing things. Okay, we're going to come back. We're coming back and get this next Christmas. Even if it takes 2 years, we're going to get those kinds of things. Because it is filled with things that, in one form or another, or at least part of the inventory, things you would love to have in your house. Some of them are fun, and some of them just add an atmosphere to your home that you wouldn't have had without them. For example, area rugs are big now. There are a lot of tile floors, wood floors. They have them that are handmade, that are buku bucks, as they say, lots of money. And then they have some extremely reasonably priced machine-made rugs. And maybe the biggest selection of rugs you've ever seen anywhere. Upstairs, Jaffe Lighting. Now they're carrying only the best of the best furniture for inside the house. They've been famous for a long time for patio furniture, but dining room, living room, bedroom, accent pieces. Wait till you see this stuff at Amini's. I hope you will. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. Singers, please. Okay. Were they dozing?
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
No, well, you see, that was not the Kingston Trio. That was me singing along. Here are the phone numbers. Please feel free. You have to be patient. First come, first serve. But here we go. For most cell phones, star KTRS, which is star 5877. For other phones, 314-969 KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. First up is Brian. Brian, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Brian dropped off there.
Goodbye, Brian. Brian is gone. Jim, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Great, Jim. How are you?
Pretty good. I got like a two-part question. Okay, I live in a subdivision that's a little bit older, and about a third of the people refuse to pay the trustee fees. They never have, so they've been there.
This is so common. I mean,
and they refuse to pay them, and they say, we'll put a lien on your property. They go, I don't care. I'm never going to move. But what they did was, to get things done, they raised my trustee fees to cover things. Is that legal?
Can I just say something to Jim?
Sure.
Jim, we have friends who live in a subdivision that has one of those HOA things, all right?
Okay.
They have, these are nice houses. They have a guy who has been, he's owned the house for 12 years. No one has ever been in it. It's not an inexpensive house. He lets the weeds, it's unbelievable. He doesn't follow any of the HOA rules. He doesn't live there. They have gone after him. They've got an attorney. I'll let Scott take it from here. But boy, these people are, they're despicable because they know exactly how to play it. So what are you going to do? Knock their house down? Kick them out? They don't live there anyway. So here's Scott, but good luck with this one. These can be a mess. What do you think, Scott?
All right, Jim, on part one, can they do it? I hate to give you a lawyer's answer because it doesn't really answer the question. But have you read the indentures, the things in the bylaws about whether or not these folks have the right to raise your assessment, either with a vote or without a vote? Have you seen
that? That's not listed in there. That's not in there at all.
Okay. Well, if they don't have anything like that, they better have some minutes that show that they have the right to do that, or that they had a vote.
Sorry, but I have a question. Yeah. And Scott, I think you'll agree with me. Jim, I don't think I've ever heard of an HOA that didn't somewhere there and say, at any time we deem necessary, we have the right to raise the fee. If, like, the fee's not going to stay the same for 10 years. They all have that, I think. You need to take another look at that, because I think they can. Problem here is why they're doing it.
And by how much, and how do they do it? Do they do it by a vote? If there's a vote, is it, you know, 50%? Is it two-thirds? So I'd look at that. The second thing is it just you? Or is it everybody?
No, it's the people that are paying. But my main question
was, why do you guys not pay? Other than the stuff that you were assessed last time. Hey, we'll pay you the old stuff. Here's my check. See what they do.
They I don't want to be in that position, because I've already had, a guy with a mortgage on my house. I got to notify my mortgage holder and everything else.
How much are we talking about?
It's not much. It went from like $300 to $350.
Well, that's not double.
No, but the thing was, is they're making me pay more to cover these people that don't pay.
Yeah, that's the part. Yeah, and I'm with Jim. Scott, what happens if four people decide to do this? Is he going to help the chip in to pay for them, too?
What happens if everybody except Jim decides?
Hey, Jim pays it for all of them.
Hey, Jim, some guy just called and said that he's a trustee in a subdivision, and he said what they did was they just took the people to court, and the court made them pay the back assessment. assessment fees and then the court costs and everything. So
sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. It is.
Because then the guy doesn't pay it. Now what do you do? What are you going to do to
it? It is enforceable. And the one thing that that does, you might want to tell your trustees this, is it hurts their credit. So I know some of these people don't care, but some of them do. Because they may have that house paid for, but they might not be wanting to retire in the community that you live. And if they want to make a move somewhere, that could hurt their ability to borrow. The other thing is it's on CaseNet. It's public. And then you can put out a newsletter that you and the other people that pay go, the monthly newsletter. Here are the deadbeats that have not paid their assessment for a year.
Oh, see that? I mean, it's a great
point. You can actually do that?
Why not? It's true.
It's true. Yes, you can.
If you don't call them deadbeats, let's say, I mean facetious, let's say, here's our newsletter, the responsible members of the subdivision committee. Here are the people that are paid up through 2016 and then have a list. Here are the people that have not paid and then have every year like that they haven't paid.
You don't even have to say a negative word about them.
No, it's
paid,
true.
Unpaid.
That's right.
And put how far out they are, 90 days, 120 days, sure. Whatever. It'll embarrass them.
Yeah. And
that's a great idea.
And not only
that might be a real good idea.
Not only can you do that, but because it's true, it's not really even a question of opinion or not. No. Get the numbers from the Homeowners Association and just transcribe them, make sure they're right. There's your fact-checking, and you can send out a newsletter to everybody in the neighborhood. Here's who hasn't paid, and here who is paid, and here's how far behind they are.
Now, let me tell you something. The people that aren't paid, the other neighbors are going to start giving them the stink eye when they see them outside.
Jim, do you ever get those things in the mail? I find them interesting where it shows how the house sold in the zip code where you were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. You ever wonder where they get that? It's public.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just it's just a public declaration.
Jim, you can find out how much every one of your neighbors paid for their houses.
That's right.
All that's public information.
I've been on Zillow before and, found that part out.
Yeah. We're going to run. Good luck with this neighbor.
Okay, well, thanks, Frank. Thanks.
You bet. All right, now, not only did we lose Brian, I don't think he hung up. I think we lost him. I think this system killed every... So we got to bring him back to life. Here we go. Let's start over. Now you can get in, those of you who didn't before, to talk with Scott Sherman from most cell phones, star KTRS, that is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS, or you can do 888-550-KTRS. Real quickly, I have a quick question for you, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Somebody told me, when you go to... certain stores, as you're checking out, they go, would you like to save 40% today for signing up for one of our credit cards? Everybody's had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody tell, now I did it once because I'm not kidding. They took like $40 off the bill right there. I haven't done it since this person told me this. He said, if you have a credit card and the only reason you got it was to save money that day you're shopping. I don't need another credit because you just don't use it. If you don't use it at all, it goes against your credit. Is that true?
That can be true.
How in the world? How could they possibly chop a couple numbers off your credit score because you just didn't use a car? They say you're supposed to cancel it, not just keep it and not use it.
On the totem pole of horribles, credit card companies and the companies that take care of people's credit scores are either at the top or bottom of that, depending on which end you consider the worst. They are amongst them the worst people and the worst companies that there are. There are consumer lawyers that go after these folks all the time. But not only is this a situation where in those small print of those credit card agreements, do they have all kinds of horrible things that you're deemed to have agreed to by using the card or not using the card.
Nobody ever reads it.
Nobody ever reads it, and you can't negotiate it. But they sell your information, the companies, to third-party companies, and you start getting all kinds of come-ons.
And the other companies then know what kinds of things you like.
That's right. Not just at the point of purchase. Like, if you go to, like you said, you check out. They said you want to save 40%. They also ask the other question, what's your zip code?
Right.
Never tell them that. What difference does it make what my zip code is? Well, it's for our purposes. Well, okay, good. I'll tell you what. It's 00001. But the only reason that they do it or ask that is so that they can then sell that to a marketing company. So if you're in their store and they ask you something that you didn't go in there to do, don't do it. And if they want to save 40% on the credit card and you want to use it once, then cancel the thing. But it's hard to remember that, because if you keep it in your wallet and now it's a non-use, then it can affect your credit score. And good luck with those people, TransUnion, Equifax, those folks, because most of them are located in third world countries like Ecuador and Guatemala. They never change people's credit score.
I was so happy. This is ridiculous that I should have been happy because what happened, because here's what happened. I buy a cap, and it was red, white, and blue, and the bill was like a flag, and man, it was great. And I'm not kidding. I thought, I'm almost afraid to look at the tag. This better not be made in China. And it wasn't. And the reason I say that, Dan and Peon might remember, we talked to the guy at a flag store. Yeah. 90%, yeah. Like 90% of the flags, U.S. flags made in China.
Yep.
That just shouldn't be right. All right, I don't know what's going on here. It's Thursday. Every Thursday, these phones are burning up.
Are you not getting...
I'm getting nothing on my screen.
Go ahead. We got a full thing of...
Oh, shoot. The only reason I was chatting this, I'm trying to wait for this thing things to get rebooted. So the only thing that's broken is I can't see the names.
Yeah.
All right, give me a name. Let's get somebody. Ed. Ed, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great, Ed. How are you?
I'm great. The question that I would have would be, I bought a car in 2013. It was a used vehicle. I bought it from a dealership in Lynn, Missouri. I bought, along with that, I bought a protection plan to go with the car to cover any damage to the paint or the inside, so on and so forth, and it was good for 7 years. So a couple months ago, a bird did whatever the birds do on my car, and it kind of ate some of the paint away, so I put in a claim to the protection company. Mm-hmm. So they said that they never got the form that they needed from the car dealer. It was a new car dealer. And that, now that car dealer has been purchased by a local dealership here in St. Louis. And so I'm out $600 and something. Now the guy has agreed to take care of that one spot on the car, but he wants the car at the Lynn, Missouri dealership, and I live in basically St. Louis. So, and I don't think there was anything in that contract that said I had to take that car back to that dealership for any repairs. So I'm kind of just wondering where I stand or what I can do.
Okay, you got two kind of legal issues. You got a contract issue and you got what's called an agency issue. Now, I don't know nor really care what happened between that old dealership and that third party sort of extended warranty company about the paperwork. You did what you were told by the agent of this place, and so you did everything on your side of the agreement. So as far as I'm concerned, the contract, unless it said it would be voided by the sale of that dealership, is good. Now, the terms of that contract, I don't know because I don't have it in front of me. But here's what I think. I think that if that thing, assuming that that contract, which we're now kind of going along as a good one, says that if something like this happens to paint and it is covered for 7 years and 2017 minus 2013 is not 7 years, then they would be responsible for putting it back into the condition that it was in before that bird did it, what it did onto your car. So does the whole thing have to be repainted for $600? Is that what the contract says or not? I don't know. But I think you have a good contract on something you probably never should have bought. It was probably a terrible idea to buy that thing. How much did it cost?
It was like $650.
That's a ripoff. Okay, yeah. These things are terrible, and you don't want to buy that stuff. But now that you've bought this horrible contract, they play this game with you. Well, you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. Now, what you should probably do is this. You need to make a business decision. Do you want them to fix the spot since the dealer agreed to fix the spot and go on with it? Fine. Do you want to hire a lawyer for a couple $100 and send a letter around and see if they'll repaint the whole thing? That's up to you. But you're going to spend $200 for a $600 fix, for a $650 ripoff. I say you cut your losses, take the deal where they'll fix the spot, and move on. Unless you're worried that that sort of, you know, haphazard fix is going to dilute the value of the car when you trade it in or sell it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and that's very true. But the other issue would be that when I bought that contract, they also told me that it would increase the value of the car should I should I decide to trade it in or whatever?
No, no idea how that would increase the value of the car. Now, the question is this. Is that the reason you bought the thing? Is because it was going to increase the value of the vehicle?
No, basically, I bought it because
should have been yes, because then I'd say now you have a consumer law issue under the Missouri Merchandise Practices Act, as long as it's still in play, where you might have been duped into buying this thing or conned into it, and you might have a case with that. So if you're interested, send me an email. I'll send you around to the consumer law guy that I know. But other than this, you made a very bad deal.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I agree.
And thank you for the call.
And thank you.
Real quickly, you thought when a bird poops on your car, wipe it off. That's acidic, and it can eat that paint if you just leave that bird. A lot of people don't know that. I get that junk off as fast as I can. Tim is next. Tim, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Tim.
Hello. I'm sorry. I'm banging
in the piano. Oh, never be sorry for that.
My dilemma is 20 plus years ago, my future ex-wife and I had bought a trailer, and then after the divorce...
A trailer, like a horse trailer, or are you living it, like a live-in?
I'm sorry, I should have been a little more specific, a living trailer.
Okay, like a motorhome.
Mobile home.
Yeah, mobile home. She, it was foreclosed or repoed. But in our divorce decree in Jefferson County, it said I was not financially responsible for the payment on this trailer. Now, 20-plus years later, apparently the mortgage company finally figured out they're not going to get their money. So they, I guess, just wrote it off. But the IRS steps in and says that's earned income. And somebody has to pay the taxes on that.
I don't know what you're doing with your phone there, Tim, but it's kind of moving all over the place or something. It's rustling around.
Hold on one second.
Did you get a love letter from the IRS?
Yes, I did.
How much?
It's only $800-some-odd. It's just the principle of it. I could write a check right now and pay it off, and I would be just fine. It's just the principle of it.
Frank, you want to take a crack at this one?
Good luck with getting the IRS degree about principle when it comes to anything.
Remember Wesley Snipes, Tim?
I think he's out
of prison. I'm not sure.
I think you're paid.
Yeah, he's out now.
Yeah, here's the deal. The Jefferson County State Court dissolution of marriage order.
Cut him off. It's windy or something. It's just horrible noise. I'm sorry about that, but go ahead and address
that. That order is not even binding on the mortgage company if the thing was still good. And with the IRS, they make up their own rules and they do their own thing. And if you only owe them $800, write him a check and say thank you very much. If it's $10,000, $20,000, send me an email. And there's a great tax lawyer that used to deals with the IRS. He used to, I think, work for him.
Yeah, I want
to. And we'll send him there. But for $800. It's the price of doing business with his future ex-wife.
Yeah, I want to see my name off any list the IRS has that's not positive. Just here, scratch my name. Here's a check. Scratch my name off. That was Tim, right?
That's right.
That means it's Brian, who maybe was the Brian that we lost earlier. Brian, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi.
I got a question. I got a house that's on a one-acre lot. And the lady behind me had 4 acres, and the people on the side of me had 9, so they're 13 acres. They ended up selling, and they're building a subdivision back there. Well, they needed a little piece of my very backyard to connect the road. So we wrote a contract and agreed to sell them this little piece. Well, when they, now on my contract, it says that he will put my yard back to our acceptance, back to what we want,
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had to build this up for this road, and they built it up about 8 foot. So now my yard is like a big dip. And, he tells me they fulfilled their contract, because they're done, and now they're building new homes in there.
Here's where the attorney letterhead comes in. Go ahead, Scott.
You need a real estate lawyer.
Can I say one thing? You know what I would have done? Brian, I would have leased them the property instead of sold it. And there's a little money coming in for the rest of your life and your kids' life. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
That's very good. That's a very good business.
They would have signed a lease. They need the property.
Yeah, and Brian, when you say that, you're talking about the private development firm. You're not talking about the county or state government.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not an eminent domain issue. Yeah. All right, so when you're making a deal like this and you have the contract, you were smart to have a provision in it, such as you explained it to me, about personal satisfaction. It's like if you hire somebody to do a painting of you and your family. A lot of rich people have these ugly paintings of their ugly kids and this ugly sweaters, and they hang it above their giant fireplace. Well, if you don't like that painting, and it was sort of a personal satisfaction agreement, subjective satisfaction agreement, you have to pay the guy for the painting.
Scott,
this is the same thing.
I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm going to say something, and I think I'm on to something here, and here's what it is. You just said something about the clause that said they put it back to in acceptable shape. That is so acceptable to whom? And Scott, you know what I'm talking about. If it's not specific, if it doesn't specifically say we will redo it to its original condition until it is verified and signed off on and accepted by, you know,
Brian,
whatever. That's how it's worded is really important, right? Am I right?
Scott? Yeah, you are. Absolutely. I mean, look, here's the thing. There was a guy who was a boxing referee. His name Mills Lane. He did all the big heavyweight fights. He would say this before they beat each other to senseless. Protect yourself at all times. That's what you're doing in a contract. You can put anything in it if they agree to it. But, Brian, the way I understood it is you had a clause in there that said your personal satisfaction. Was that right?
I'm pretty sure. I have to go home and look at it, but I'm pretty sure it said to the owners.
Go home and look at it. And you better get in touch with a real estate lawyer. And if it says anything like Brian's personal satisfaction, it's time for letter writing.
As opposed to until the property is put back in acceptable condition.
It's
acceptable to them?
Frank, it's just like the story you were telling in the first hour about that sort of con job 401k thing that you had.
Right.
It was just like written like with water.
Right.
So you got to be careful. And Brian, unfortunately, the time to fix these mistakes is before you put your name on those contracts.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. We'll take a quick break. We come back as many people in as we can. We are, the day that we got Matheny Heating and Cooling on the air was a good day. The day that any sponsor came on, of course, was a good day. But you don't know how good it is because you can't look into the future. Who'd ever thought they'd be on for 15 years or whatever it's been? I wouldn't, because the nature of this business is that there are advertisers that'll come on, and after a week, you'll go, well, my business hasn't tripled like I thought it would. I'm off. They didn't even get a chance to work. Matheny, the whole family, three generations, but certainly the older two generations. Well, the second generation would be Tom and his brother Rob. These people, they couldn't have known when they came on with us whether it was going to work and it was going to last, just like we couldn't know. And thank goodness when they started seeing some results, and sometimes it takes longer for some other advertisers than others, but when they realized, hey, this might work for us, they stayed with us, and we appreciate that. Now, all we ask of you is to help us have them stay on board, and that's by letting them know. When you call Matheny, whether it's for a crisis, an emergency, we're smothering to death or we're freezing, or it's just for maintenance, just to check it out, or to replace the system, you make sure, please, you tell them your AM and the PM. That's it. We're not like a Channel 9 or something. We're asking you to write a check. We just want you to let them know your AM and the PM. And then you're going to let everybody know about Matheny, because that's what people do. They tell neighbors and friends and relatives. They tell them about bad experiences and good experiences. I think every time I've ever been to a really horrible restaurant, I thought I was going to die when I ate something there. I tell everybody, oh, man, don't go to this place. That happens with Matheny, but it's good news. It's positive. And then you will start sharing your experience with other people. And one day, and I may no longer be here, there'll only be one heating and cooling company in the entire area, and that'll be Matheny. Of course, that's not going to happen. There are lots. In fact, there may be too many. Here's the one you want to include or consider, please. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, there is an accident on eastbound Highway 270 now at 170. It sounded like the left lane was blocked, and we have traffic that's jammed all the way around south of Highway 370. Another accident. It looks like they may have opened up the lanes. You had two left lanes blocked on southbound 270 at Dorset. Traffic is still jammed back to Highway 70, and then you're slow again between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slow just a little bit east of Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 drivers. Baseball game is let out, so things are jamming back from about Jefferson out through McCausland. Then you're heavy again from McKnight to 270. We've got northbound 55 jamming back onto the ramp of Highway 44. Westbound 70, slow pockets from, let's see here. It looks like Riverview or Shreve out through Jennings Station Road. We're going to be heavy from 170 through Lindbergh. And also on northbound 170, we are slow from Natural Bridge up through Highway 270. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Have Clostridium difficile infection, also known as C. diff? Doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational drug to see if it helps prevent recurring episodes of C. diff. To qualify, you must be 18 or older, have C. diff for the first time, and be taking or have taken the antibiotic metronidazole or vancomycin for 10 to 14 days. All study visits, tests, and study drug will be provided at no cost, and reimbursement for time and travel may be provided. To learn more, contact Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The weekend of April 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Cardinals take on the Reds. And it's a weekend loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, the AT&T Lightweight Hooded Pullover. Saturday, the Yadier Molina Bobblehead, presented by Ford. Sunday, thanks to Scott Credit Union, it's the adult replica Stephen Piscotty Road Grade Jersey. And all kids that day receive a free ticket voucher to a future home game, presented by Ritz. That's April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, this is Stephen Piscotty. On Sunday, April 9th, we play the Reds. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home my replica jersey. It's the Stephen Piscotty Road Grade Jersey presented by Scott Credit Union. Also, kids 15 and younger receive a free ticket voucher to a future home game, thanks to Ritz. It's a day you don't want to miss. We play the Reds, and you take home my replica jersey. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
In the swim of things. Hi, my name is Chrissy Withrow, and I'm Vice President of Midwest Pool Management. If you have a son or daughter age 15 or older who is looking for summer employment, please listen for the next 60 seconds. Midwest Pool Management provides lifeguards and pool managers for private and public swimming pools and aquatic centers all over the St. Louis and surrounding areas. We are looking for young, responsible adults to work this summer at these facilities. We will provide training and instructions in lifeguarding and facility operations. If your son or daughter is looking for a great summer job filled with fun and challenges, please give Midwest Pool Management a call today at 314-432-1313. That's 432-1313, or see our website at midwestpool.com. Midwest Pool Management is an equal opportunity employer. We train our staff on the importance of safety, professionalism, and responsibility. Call Midwest Pool Management at 432-1313 or go to midwestpool.com. Again, that's midwestpool.com. and get in the swim of things.
It's springtime in St. Louis, which means hockey playoffs, baseball, and Rib City's award-winning baby back ribs. Let owner Greg Matthews and his daughter Jessie take care of your dine-in experience or have your to-go order ready when you arrive. Rib City at 1181 Colonnade Center on Manchester, just east of 270. Rib City, great ribs, greater people.
The Rib City gang would like to congratulate Jay Randolph Sr. on 51 years in St. Louis sports. A true legend. Thanks, Jay.
Spring is here, and it's time to enjoy an afternoon of wine and relaxation at Sugar Creek Winery in nearby Defiance, Missouri, just off Highway 94. On weekends, you'll find live music on their terrace. Sugar Creek Winery also offers a selection of cheeses, sausages, and snacks to complement your wine experience. Visit their gift shop for souvenir glasses, wine racks, and other wine accessories. Becky, Ken, and Chris invite you to Sugar Creek Winery in St. Charles County. Visit their Facebook page or sugarcreekwines.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder five times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Hey, St. Louis, don't buy your next real estate investment property without listening to the Freedom Investing Lifestyle Show every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. with your host, Nick Bauer, the Real Estate Investment Coach, heard only on the Big 550 KTRS.
And those of you on hold, thank you for being so patient. We are back. Scott Sherman is here, as he is every Thursday, to help you with legal stuff. Larry, thank you for waiting. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Larry.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My question to you, Scott, is I've got a son who got incarcerated about 2 years ago, and he's getting out in June. And while he was in there, they put him on a road crew. And he's lifting a tie, and he got a hernia. So they took him off the road crew, and they put him on light duty. But they haven't done anything for his hernia. And he said he used to be able to push it in, it would stay in. He says now he can't even push it back in. When he gets out, will he have any kind of recourse on that?
Scott, this is a tough one. Now, hernia, there are two, three different kinds. You're talking about an abdominal hernia?
Right.
Okay, Scott, I don't know. This is a tough one.
Well, let's unlayer it here on what folks that are incarcerated. 90% of them who do get out, we hope they do great. We hope your son does great. What they can and can't get as far as compensation is concerned with respect to being incarcerated. Well, they're allowed to get some little compensation for the work that they do. They're also allowed, if there's a violation of their Eighth Amendment right, if they get beat up or somebody in the jail, like a jailer or something, you know, abuses them. Well, that's like a 1983 action if they violate their civil rights. But in this particular instance, it would be work comp if they were his employer.
It's prison.
But they're not. So I don't think that when he gets out, he would be entitled to benefits, medical benefits, for what happened, the injury that he suffered while he's in. When's he getting out?
June.
I'd be on the horn with somebody at the Department of Corrections about getting this injury fixed now. And he's in their custody.
No, you know what? That's a great idea.
Once he's out, unless he's on parole, is he going to be on parole or is he just walking?
No, he'll be on parole.
Okay. Then he'd still be under the jurisdiction of the Department of Corrections, or probation and parole. But I'd say get it while the iron is hot. And see if they can come in, the doctors come in, take a look at him. If he needs surgery, I think they have to give it to him while he's in. So I'm glad he's getting out in June, but it'd be a lot better for him to, A, get this at least inquired about to get fixed now, and then it would put him in the infirmary rather than in the general population.
Well, see, he keeps going to the doctor, and the doctor just keeps telling him, don't lift nothing heavy.
I won't. Don't worry.
Yeah. And, Scott, couldn't they be putting him off because they know he's getting out
soon? Could be doing that. But that right there, the denial of his of reasonable medical care, the fact that they know about it, that may rise to the level of what's called a Section 1983 action. I'm using lawyer lingo, but this is a federal law which allowed people who have their rights deprived of them, their civil rights, and incarcerated folks that are denied reasonable medical care can do that. I can tell you some cases, you know, the cases where they tell them to shut up and then they end up dying. And if they would have given them reasonable medical care, they wouldn't have died. This might fall into that category if they don't give this to him and he has a bigger problem. I would,
a quick suggestion. Again, attorney letterhead. A letter from an attorney to the prison saying, my client, okay, has, as you know, this condition. You also know this condition requires boom, 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 or it could become life-threatening. We're suggesting that you, while he's incarcerated, do whatever and not threaten, but let them know that if it's not, then we have to take another route.
Right, because there's case law upon case law that says when you're incarcerated, you still have rights. And one of those is the right to reasonable and necessary medical care, such as he has a hernia. That needs surgical repair. So if they're denying him when they know it, that's to his advantage. So if he's so inclined, does he still have a lawyer that is representing him on the original case or that he can contact or you could contact?
Yeah, I guess I could contact her. I don't know if she's still representing him, can talk to her.
Or you can send me an email, and I'll do a little snooping around. I know people that do 1983 cases represent a lot of people.
We got Ron Larry. Do you have Scott's email address?
No, I don't.
All right. You have a pen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, law office. Go ahead, you do it, Scott. It's your email.
Law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Right, can I ask you one question? What was your son in for? What is he in for?
Well, I tell you what he got in there for, Frank. He got in for drugs. He got hooked on drugs.
Man.
And I couldn't get him off of them.
That had to break your heart when he went to prison.
No, I was so happy because I think he'd have been dead by now.
Sure. Well, that's good. That's a great way to look at it. Good luck. I wish you and him the best, Larry.
Thank you.
Thank you. How about that? That drug thing.
The scourge of our modern society.
Yep. Jamie, I think we can work him or her. Could be either one. And Jamie, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Jamie.
It's a girl.
It's a she.
And I'd love to get your console, but I want to say, Frank, love your show. And
thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
Hallelujah. I think I have a quick question. So I have a daughter that lives in California. She's leasing a condo, a two-bedroom condo. She's in one bedroom, and then the daughter of the landlord is in the other bedroom. The daughter's dog ruined some furniture of my daughter's that's kept in the common area, which they share. And does she have any recourse on that or not? She's going to be leaving there. She's going to give her 30-day notice, but we wanted to know if she had any recourse before she does that.
I would like permission, Mr. Sherman, to step in.
Mr. Pinion, absolutely.
Does your daughter have homeowner's insurance that there are apartment and renter's policies for just contents? Does she have an insurance policy?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Guess what? A lot of people don't who have an apartment or a condo, if it's not an owned condo that they own, because they think, well, anything that happens, it's on them. The stuff inside is yours. And if she had that, they would take care of it. Scott, you can take it and give her the right answer.
That's a great suggestion. Everybody should take that suggestion.
It's inexpensive, too, by the way.
Renters
insurance. For contents, it's really reasonable.
It is. California, most likely, and I think that this is true, like Missouri and most other states, has what they call strict liability for the damage that's caused by domestic pets. It used to be a one-bite rule in Missouri. They're more in line. And if any state has the strict liability for the damage caused by domestic pets, it would be California. That damage that's caused by the owner of that dog, whether it's physical injury to your daughter, God forbid, or the property damage your daughter sustained, is 100% the responsibility legally of the owner of that dog. I would get estimates. I would get estimates for the value of what was done, take pictures, and I would ask the owner of the property, whose daughter it is, to turn this over to their insurance. And if not, your daughter, I mean, we're talking about $10,000, we talk about $500. What are we talking about?
Probably $2,000.
All right, it's a small claims thing or a letterhead thing, but under the strict liability rule for the owners of dogs in particular, I believe that that damage is 100% the fault
of
her roommate.
This is a very awkward situation for her daughter. Think about it. Her roommate's dad is the landlord. And then if you go after him, now she can actually get kicked out of the place. I mean, it could become really ugly.
Are they still friends?
Not necessarily. I mean, they get along, but the point is she wants to leave and she wants to get her deposit back, and I'm sure he's going to find lots of reasons to not get it if she does this, but it's only $1,000, so I'd rather she get money compensated. Well, what I'm saying is if he's going to fight it, then
have you even approached him yet about it, about compensation?
No, we haven't.
Well, phase one, and it might go wonderfully. He might very well say, you know what, you're right. As our dog, your property, let's
pictures of the damage and as best you can estimates of the replacement cost. That way, when she's having a conversation with them, she's got all her facts in order. And if you send me an email, I'll do a little California dog property owner research. That sounds fun. And I'll tell you what the law is.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck, Jamie. Did you hear it, did you hear? Thank you so much. Could you hear that?
She's aiming the pee. What
the gratitude. Oh my goodness. On this side of the here once again, and for the last time this week, is Scott Sherman, at least on this show, with his email address.
Who is Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right, give it up. Thank you, Scott.
Frank, thank you. Guys, thank you.
Back again next Thursday. Scott Sherman brought to you, if he had a sponsor, he'd be brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Now, this is the time of year. A lot of people heading down the lake. Weather's starting to warm up. Get the boats ready. Get the place ready. Pistols Plus. How could you not hop in there, even if you're at the lake for 2 hours? Go take your family. It's a terrific place. Pistols Plus. And lots of bows. They steal a huge inventory of bows. You archers. Kind of across from Staples, right in the heart of Osage Beach. Website is pistolsplusguns.net. And now here's Dan, and you know what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to introduce Tim Weiland, and he's going to give you traffic.
Yeah, Dan, they're still working with this accident on eastbound Highway 270 at 170. You're backed up all the way to St. Charles Rock Road. It looked like either the left or two left lanes were blocked. You have northbound 170 slowing Natural Bridge up through Airport Road, and then things open up after that. Baseball let out. Westbound 40 drivers jamming up from Jefferson out through McCausland. You're going to find slow pockets from 170 also out through Highway 270. Eastbound 40 drivers slowing Mason through Clayton Warson, and again 170 through Big Bend. We do have an accident reported now on eastbound Highway 64 just past Highway 157. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples. Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP month. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck. That mows faster, better. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast, but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345 on. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast.